Today is Giving Tuesday.
All right.
So, you know.
Well, you spent too much money on Cyber Monday then. You got no money to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we give? A rat's ass?
I think that doesn't help charity, though.
The goal is to encourage people to give money to local nonprofits after spending on Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. GivingTuesday.org reports an estimated $400 million donated in 2018 across the more than 150 participating countries.
So we got like 5 days devoted to spending and one to giving.
Yeah.
Here's a nice afterthought.
How much crap was bought yesterday?
A lot. We keep spending more and more every year. So we're not, at least we're not hearing the merchants bitch anymore.
No.
Before the big advent of, say, Amazon or something like that, you would hear a lot of businesses complaining because they need to grow it by 7% every year. And I always wondered.
It drove the people crazy. If you're paying the bills, your employees are getting paid, everybody's happy, what's the problem, man?
Don't things have to plateau out eventually?
Yes.
I mean, one cannot spend, unless you keep making more money every year, one cannot spend 7% more on Christmas gifts every year.
No.
No, I think every year I go into Christmas with the goal of spending less than last year.
Yeah.
How's that work out?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
But at least you try.
I try. That's the goal. It's one of many goals I don't achieve.
So are people just going into debt?
Probably.
Are people making a lot more money?
Credit cards, man. You always hear credit card debt is up.
It's total credit card. It's all that is.
Oh, people have the money. They just don't think they do.
You sound like a guy trying to sell somebody something.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
I know.
And early sales figures for Cyber Monday indicate $9.2 billion.
If you're like me.
In sales, a 17% increase over last year.
When I see something that I want that's $50, I don't buy it because I know that somebody else is going to buy something for $50. You know, for them.
Oh, you mean
like my wife will go out and
you mean someone else in the house?
Yes,
we'll spend that money.
So I figure if I'm going to spend $50 on something for me, then that's basically $100 because somebody else is going to. No matter what, they're going to spend money. I mean, everybody's ever had to raise a family knows how that feels. So I just don't buy crap.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just don't buy stuff for myself.
It's so easy.
Very little do I buy for myself.
Click, click, click.
I know.
Amazon?
I know.
Do you have a package coming to your house every day?
Especially this time of year? We might, this time of year.
Oh, yeah. There's a package coming every day.
Yeah. It's just click, click.
Yeah.
And so on your credit card.
Right. But none of them are ones that I click, click.
No, me neither.
There's a package or two coming every day, and I have purchased none of them.
Right.
Well, maybe one every once in a while.
I know my American Express is what it is, and I get alerts every time something's bought on that. And it's just nickel and dime crap.
We needed it.
$44.95, $32.82, you know, whatever. Delta Reserve, is, you know, I'm a Delta member, so I get that. It's right on my phone every time, and I'm thinking, I didn't click anything.
But think about all that.
I look around the house.
Think about all the rewards points you get. It's double rewards on everything, probably, right?
There you go.
Shut up.
You're just saving. Yeah.
And think of all the cash back.
Yeah.
Think of all the money you're saving with that cash back.
No, this one's just Sky Miles, which isn't that great.
You're racking up the miles.
Yeah.
Some of the other players that had Clive James include, but are not limited to, Dr. Feltersnatch.
Hey, Doc.
Eat a Band-Aid and die.
See, I didn't sue my grandmother, you know.
Eat a burger and die.
I just had to keep quiet about that.
That would also gets a hit.
Kind of a dick move.
Yeah, well, my mom wouldn't let me. It was her mom. She said, don't say anything. I said, Mom, I just bit into my grandmother's Band-Aid.
Right. Don't say anything. God. Just let the lawyers do the talking.
It ruined ham salad sandwiches for my life.
I'm sure.
Not a big loss.
Well, at the time it was, because I love those.
But in hindsight.
Right. Yeah, in hindsight. Yeah,
eventually you're...
Could have been a good turkey sandwich, I'd have been pissed.
You're going to have to move on.
No, I haven't had a ham salad sandwich since, Todd.
I can say that I never ate my grandma's Band-Aid out of a ham salad sandwich, and I still don't want ham salad.
Didn't swallow it, bit into it. It was in my mouth. and it was bloody.
Oh.
You had me and never ate my grandma's Band-Aid.
or ate her salad either. That sounds weird. So that's where that came from, that name, by the way.
Eat a burger and die.
That was my threat to Todd.
Fack jucking Reds tar.
Man, be careful.
Good job.
Yeah.
It wasn't a threat.
It was just a...
It was more of a request.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Right, it was.
Demand, it really.
Threat, yeah.
The
yeah,
way he
yeah,
said
yeah,
it, it was a demand.
Yeah. It was the harshest thing I ever said to you.
Fat Flip lives and forced cousin bang.
Is forced with a question mark behind it? Or is that actually okay?
No.
Google that in there, puss.
Yeah. No.
You porn.
I think a forced bang is criminal, isn't it?
That's rape.
Yeah.
Cousin or not, it's rape.
Yeah.
So that guy's, I'd flag that that name.
So
that's
you,
a good point.
Did a story yesterday about the things that you're supposed to do. What was age 45?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Rules for life.
Yeah. I played during the appetizer too.
And basically, nice. Right. It's don't be a dick.
Right.
I mean, the theme of it all, overall, was don't be a dick and be open to joy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, live for today.
Right.
Was one of the things,
but
know?
According to your criteria, because yesterday we went out to eat, and, you know, it wasn't an expensive restaurant.
Right.
But it was with the tip, $100 bill. Because
it always, every time.
Had to have a couple cocktails.
Every time. $100. $100.
Unable to do...
With the kids, it's 160.
What the story advised, and... Yeah, I ordered the usual because I like the usual.
Yeah.
And it said to order, you know, something like you don't normally order. But
the side dish.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Because, no, it told you to order a whole other entree.
Yeah.
And these aren't expensive entrees. You know, they're probably $12 to $15.
But you're taking it home and it's sitting in the fridge.
Yeah. Still, that's two cocktails.
Yeah. It is two cocktails, Bush. Exactly right.
I'd rather have the two cocktails.
Right.
Yeah, I would.
And the house wine's not good enough.
Yeah, do you want to share?
The entree is actually enough for two meals. I didn't eat it all.
At Elkie or one of those kind of restaurants.
So I brought it home, and, you know, it will be either lunch or dinner tonight.
Well, you did that. You seized the day yesterday, Todd, by going out to eat.
And I was not a dick.
On a Monday, too, by the way.
Because I didn't interact with that many people.
Yeah.
You are a better man than I, being able to go out to a restaurant and actually split the entree and save half of it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I've split entrees with my wife and we've eaten it, but but I don't take it and just save it.
But if you both get an entree, to have the willpower to take yours, split it in half, and only eat half, and then have the other half just sitting there,
because you end up because you end up digging into that a little bit, and then when there's nothing even to take home at that point,
right?
I'll just take it away.
Yeah, I don't have that willpower.
See, I just got done working out, so I wasn't that particularly hungry, so I got full pretty fast.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you had vodka in you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cocktail,
yeah.
No, that helps.
That'll fill you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, even then, if I'm at a restaurant, that's where I ignore that voice that says, no, that's enough.
Right. Yeah. If you want to have another cocktail, though.
But see, you exercise pretty frequently, and I think that's one of the reasons that America's fat is because they go out to eat a lot, and, well, I paid for all this, I better eat it all. Well, in fact, you could save it. That's two meals worth, usually. American restaurants.
Well, depending on the restaurant you go to. I've been to restaurants where the it's more expensive the smaller the portion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean we went to
totally.
A place we hadn't been to in a long time recently, and it was, I forgot why we don't go back. It's so expensive. And I realized it was like a little chunk, you know. It was like when we
it's
were
what
we,
portions are supposed to be.
We were all at a restaurant in Vegas years ago, and this is a story I think we've told once or twice in the past. And our buddy James, who used to work with us, good friend of ours, lives in Jersey now. Hard ass, we love him, you know, and that's me calling him a hard ass.
Right, he is.
But we were sitting there at this dinner, and he had ordered asparagus as a side dish, but there was a sprig of asparagus on his actual entree, and the waiter, he puts it down, and the side dish, asparagus was like $15, something like that, so he puts it down, and he goes, hey, this is my side, I'm going to kick your ass to the chef. I mean, to the
server.
To the server. And the server was like, what the hell? He thought he was serious. It was the best thing I've ever heard in my life. But that's what an expensive restaurants are like. Everything is so small, but it's $50, not $26.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You go to some, you know, chain restaurant, you can get a bowl of pasta the size of your head for $5.
And I don't like that. I don't like when it's too big. But then sometimes, at least you're not getting ripped off. You feel like you're getting ripped off at the fancy restaurants.
But again, you're probably getting the portion that that they say you should get.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You're getting one portion.
Totally, totally, puss.
Oh, yeah, years ago, I remember our old buddy Dave Remington got us reservations at, my wife and I went to New York City, got us reservations at this exclusive French restaurant.
Right.
Super expensive and tiny, tiny portions. I remember being disappointed. I was still hungry after. And we went and walked around New York City.
And you're hungry. You got a hot dog or something, didn't you?
4 hours later, we go to Burger King.
Well, this is what happened to me because Puss is, this happened, actually Puss is involved here. The place I was at the other night, we didn't really weren't that hungry, and we shared something that was really expensive, and I'm thinking, now I was drinking vodka, and I don't need any more. And I get home, and I'm starving, and I dove into Puss's chili, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
And I text him. I said, it's the best chili in the history of chili.
Yeah.
Because I was so, and it was really good.
Thank
but
you.
I was really, really hungry, and I just started wolfing the chili down. I said, so much for the, the nice little meal I had that night. Because you're right. You end up eating more later.
By the way, you got robbed. That's award-winning chili right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I haven't tried anybody else's. Theirs could have been better, but yours is really good.
No, yeah.
They weren't.
I have a discriminating taste in chili, and that was excellent.
I want to try Meg's chili, too.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
She scored higher than you.
See, I think they were sick of him winning. So
no, he didn't win last year either.
I know, but they're just giving it to somebody else.
I don't know.
Because they're sick of him winning every year.
Well, the chef beat him this year. I'd like to try his.
I just got a text from that buddy of ours in Jersey, and he says, F that restaurant.
This is my side. I'm going to kick your ass. My dad and I tell that story all the time.
That was the top of the stratosphere, if I
recall. No, it was at a place called the Nines in the Palms.
Okay.
It was called Nine. It used to be in the Palms.
We did that one time in Florida. Yeah. We were down there with my wife's family, and her mom really wanted to go to this restaurant. It was this 5-star place, and she's like, it's on me. We're all going out. Okay, great. We got, it was like this chef's choice menu.
Right.
And it was like 7 courses, and each course was a bite and a half.
Oh, my God.
And we left there, and I mean, we got back. We literally got back
Burger
in the vehicle.
Yep.
I'm like, can we swing by Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Because I'm way still hungry.
Got some Push chili.
That was not enough.
Try some Push chili.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to put that on the sign in front of it.
That's right.
Really just sell it.
You're right. Push chili. Put your face in this Push chili.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
I did.
Yeah, did you have some kind of
By the way, there's no way I would have... I mean, I tried some the next day to make sure that wasn't just me being drunk and hungry, and it was still good.
There seemed to be a chocolatey taste to that. Do you have a little mole sauce in there?
There was some molasses in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to give out any secrets.
A little bit of brown sugar.
But yeah, a lot of people do that when they make their...
spicy, too. I like that part of it.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah. And they pour in some Dr. Pepper or some Coca-Cola, sweet, brown sugar.
I got another text from a guy who was at that dinner in Vegas. He said, baked potato, $15.
Jeremy?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he didn't have $15
no.
back then.
And that's 15 years ago. You know, it's been a while.
Right. He had to order just half a potato.
Potato!
Do you want to split this with me?
Do you want to split a potato?
By the way, potato shortage, french fries shortage coming up.
Yeah.
I retweeted that yesterday with the word potato, which is spelled with one big A and 3 small A's between the T's.
So P-O-T-A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
Yeah, well, how I spell it, yeah. That's the giveaway.
Potato. With lots of O's?
Well, you read the tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Now, 1-0. The O kind of goes off there. P-O-T, all in caps, A's in a cap, then the 3 A's after that are small, and then a big T-O. Potato. Okay. It's a given way. You should know that, Todd.
Yeah, but it seems you've added an extra syllable there.
Potato.
Apparently, you were kind enough to pick up the $15 potato, Mike.
Thank you.
That's what I was just told.
Yeah, well, you know, I had $15 on
That's me. What he does.
Of course, I was paying for my old man, too, so.
Cold, wet weather is damaged potato crops.
I do remember he got a baked potato, and he was freaking out. It was $15.
It probably wasn't even one of those giant baked potatoes.
No, it was just a potato.
Cool conditions started to hit growing regions in October. Lashing potatoes.
Yeah.
With frost. Farmers in Alberta, Canada, and Idaho were able to dig up some damaged crops for storage, but growers in Manitoba, North Dakota, and Minnesota got snow and rain, forcing them to abandon some supplies in fields. Couple this with an increase in French fry processing capacity in Canada.
Yeah.
That has boosted demand for potatoes.
Thank you, Craig.
The combination will lead to tight supplies. They say it's likely that potato prices could climb this year across North America.
Now, well, you see it in your French fries. You're not going to run out of fries, but they always say they're going to run out of fries. I mean, the next time you pull into a fast food place, they're not going to say, sorry, we're out of French fries. So will they go up in price?
They say it's a manageable situation
now. Oh, good,
but part of the problem for processors...
Because every restaurant has fries. Every fast food joint, that's a side dish. Everyone.
Well, most restaurants, too. Well, most restaurants have some form of French fry.
Part of the problem for processors is the crop damage means that potatoes are coming in smaller. And French fry makers usually favor longer potatoes.
Oh, yeah, you want the long fries, yeah.
You do.
Well, you can't make them curly if they're short.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it short and curly.
Especially in your French
fries. Not your curly fries. Yeah.
No.
Not in your ham salad.
No. Grandma short and curly in your ham salad.
Grandma hadn't had short and curly for a long time.
Well, they might have been still... No, you're right, they fall out.
That's what we found out.
Yeah.
That's what we heard.
Your grandmother's vagina hair falls out, in case you don't know that.
A special kind of soil to grow the
just
potato?
Just letting you know that when you see your grandma this weekend.
I know that it's grown best in certain areas. Beyond that, I got nothing.
You're a North Dakota guy. There was a bunch of potato farms up there.
Yeah, you were close to Canada.
Yeah, I guess I remember a few. I think it wasn't as proliferate as like wheat. Mm. You always hear Idaho, and there's portions of Washington where they grow lots of potatoes. Oh. Eastern Oregon.
Yeah.
I don't know what's special about that part of the world.
Good ground.
Except they grow a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing finer than an Idaho potato.
Nothing finer, Craig.
What they say.
It's what they say.
I would think there's got to be other potato products we could cut back on to make sure that the fries are okay.
That's a good point.
You know?
We'll make more cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah. The side dish my wife had last night was basil mashed potatoes.
Oh, I bet those were good.
Good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
A little garlic in there, too?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
That's lunch today.
Uh-huh.
How many mules did you swallow last night?
Just a couple.
All right.
What about drinks?
Yeah.